Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to Probably True. This podcast contains strong language and adult themes throughout, because it'd be boring otherwise.
I was laid in bed with a young man the other day. We were slightly sweaty and out of breath after some rather lovely exertions, and he asked me how many people I'd slept with. Thinking nothing of it, I told him. I know exactly how many people it is because I keep a little black book. This might seem a little bit weird to you, but I've got quite a bad memory, and the thought of forgetting someone I've slept with upsets me, so I find this the best way around that. I don't normally share my grand total, but he seemed nice, so I told him. Wow, that's a lot, he said. Oh my god, you're such a slut. Which I thought was a bit rich, coming from someone I'd only met a couple of hours earlier, and who was currently laid on my bed mopping himself down with a hand towel. His name's not important, let's call him Judy, since he decided to get all judgy on me. Before I had chance to draw breath and tell him where the front door was and how it was the only thing that was going to be hitting him in the ass as far as I was concerned, he added, I don't mean to sound nasty, but that's quite a lot. Now, I'm in my extremely late 20s. Well, fine. I'm 33, which you can see how that would be extremely late 20s. I live in London, along with a lot of other single gay men, many of whom can be extremely friendly, especially after a couple of gins or some hardcore flirting. So I didn't think it was that high a number. It's all relative, really. What seems a big number for one person over a lifetime could just be a busy weekend for someone else. I started thinking about promiscuity in general, and the whole patriarchal notion of saving oneself for marriage not really being relevant since we're not procreating, only recreating. Sometimes repeatedly, especially if we're in the right mood and there's time for a cup of tea in there somewhere. I'm an out and proud gay man who happens to be single. I know how condoms work, and so the reasons for having as much sex as I like very much outweigh those against. Speaking of, as I was thinking about this, I started listing pros and cons. Pros. Number one, practice. It's always a good idea to practice something you enjoy. You just get better at it. And we all know there's nothing worse than a crap shag. The number of times I've had to say, what are you doing, to some young man, and kind of rearrange him, make things better, that's never a good thing. And Judy certainly wasn't complaining that I didn't know what I was doing. Well, as far as I know, his mouth was full quite a lot of the time. Second, confidence. Confidence is sexy. It's one of the things that can be really attractive. And knowing you're good in bed can give you a level of confidence that you wouldn't have otherwise. You know, if that works for you, go for it. And confidence in bed means you can ask for the things you want and try out new things every now and then, which leads us on to our third thing, which is experimentation. You don't know what you like until you've tried it. In the grand sexual buffet of life, you can stick to what you know like a boring pasta dish, but occasionally try something like a massive beefsteak or something really hot and spicy. It might turn out that you really love it. You know, like occasionally it's fun to shoot squirty cream straight into your mouth from the bottle. Anyway, studies have shown that a good hard boning burns the same number of calories as running half a marathon. Well, no, I made that up, but still. The cons are diseases, I guess, but that's what condoms are for. And while it's true that you can get some diseases from blowjobs, and believe me, I learnt that one the hard way, the risk is really quite small, and it's worth it as long as you go for a sexual health checkup every few months. Every now and again, some poor misguided person will shoot their mouth off about how all this promiscuity from Grindr and other apps is ruining romance and leading all the gays astray, which is bollocks. I'm not suggesting that random sex is better than being in a committed and loving relationship. All I'm saying is it's just sex. And obviously, I much prefer it when it's with the man that I like very much, and who knows what he's doing in bed. But until that doofus shows up, I'll make do with recreational sex, and I hope he will too, because I don't want to fall in love with someone who doesn't know what he's doing in bed. And it's not like Grindr makes people slutty. Before Grindr, there was gaydar. And before that, people who shoot their mouth off about this kind of thing should remember that the main places to meet other gay guys was in bars and clubs, not exactly the most romantic of places. Or you could go cruising and hang out in public toilets or bushes in parks, shagging whoever came by. At least with the apps, it's a bit more like a catalogue. You get to see some photos and get to know someone a bit before you meet them, and you can arrange something more than just a dark bar or a bush somewhere. Not that there's anything wrong with bushes and clubs, they can be fun. Certainly when you're in the right mood. But I'd say people are always going to want to have more sex. And if Grindr offers a safe way to do that, then why not? Sex is fun. It makes us feel good. The more I think about it, the more I see this huge dichotomy around sex. especially in people's heads. We're bombarded by advertising that uses sex to sell things. Anything from ice cream to body spray, especially body spray. Think of the Lynx effect. All these products, marketing says one way or another that if you buy this product, people will want to have sex with you. Lots of sex. All the sex, because sex is great and everybody wants to have lots of sex, right? Right? But on the other hand, you've got all this shame and disgust around people who actually have a lot of sex. And anything from calling people a slut to celebrity shocker threesomes and stuff like this. And it's just all completely odds. And there's this weird pressure to have a lot of sex, but then not have any sex because that'd be wrong and dirty somehow. It's like, yeah, use this body spray and everyone will want to shag you. You'll be beating them off with both hands. But don't actually have sex because the devil's pink clarinet is dirty enough without touching it. But drink this bottled water because there's a sexy lady in the advert. And if you drink it, sexy ladies might want to have sex with you. But don't have sex with them because sexy ladies have probably had sex with other people. And that's slutty. And sluts are bad and wrong. And this is before we even get started on the idea of a sex worker or a porn star. Anyway, why not enjoy your body and other people's and have all the sex you want, however much or little that is, and leave all this judgment and shame behind? Judy, I'm looking at you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.